I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The health ministry in Kabul, Afghanistan confirms the death toll at 103 people killed, 235 wounded after a suicide bomber blew up an ambulance outside a crowded government building Saturday. The Taliban instantly took responsibility for plotting the attack. There were plenty of reactions from the international community as well as locally.
Whoever is doing the killing is not a Muslim. A Muslim would never do this. I was there, and there were lots of people killed and wounded.
The White House released a statement condemning the attack, saying that this murderous attack renews the resolve and that of our Afghan partners, the Taliban's cruelty will not prevail. The United States is committed to secure an Afghanistan that is free from terrorists who would target Americans, our allies, and anyone else. Russian police wrestled opposition leader Alexei Navalny into a patrol wagon on Sunday, moments after he appeared at a rally.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticised the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
That's Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich reporting. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres responds.